Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about great time to be alive. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, don't blame me, blame society. All these things come out in droves, right? I remember when I was younger playing San Andreas, awesome game, right? Cyberpunk, I haven't played it yet, but maybe I'll play it eventually when I get around to it. I'm just a little bit busy, you know, but it is what it is. Yes, friends, in case you haven't noticed, I like being silly. I like to enjoy and have a good time, don't you? I hope you guys are having a good time watching my little shenanigans here. Yeah, but what happens when you find a chick that has the same mental illness as you? Huh? Yes, let me bring her up. Yes, I like chicks when they're silly. I like dorks. And I'm not talking about penis. Yes, that's an old-timey word for penis, dork. Yes, but this chick, she doesn't look that bad. But let's go watch her mental illness. And it's very endearing to me, of course.
She has become a ninja turtle, pretty much. She's crossed over the line and has adapted a whole new personality.
These here are my head.
Maybe I spoke a little bit too soon. This chick kind of looks crazy. Is she? Well, let's play the clip and find out, I guess. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Well, she is wearing that Ninja Turtle head, so maybe, yeah. Fuck her with that fucking Ninja Turtle's fucking head. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, incidentally, they do have a female Ninja Turtle. Her name is Venus de Milo. Yeah, they only brought it up for that stupid kids show, and then they never spoke of her again. Yeah, because women are pretty fucking stupid, in my opinion, but let's continue.
Yes, this is not my head. These are my heads. This right here.
Yeah, I like getting head. That'd be kind of interesting, yeah. Imagine her having that fucking Leonardo or the fucking Michelangelo head on her, and she starts sucking your dick with that shit on. Oh, fuck, that'd be so fucking hilarious. And then when you fucking nut right in the fucking Ninja Turtle face. Oh, shit, fun times indeed.
My new pride and joy, Michelangelo from Turtles 3. So any scene where you see Michelangelo, like when he goes, wait, really, I'm just a beautiful princess in disguise. Ah, sword, break the spell, give me a kiss.
Oh, and she does movie quotes too? That is so fucking awesome. I wonder what other things she could do. She's not that much of a looker, but hell, maybe her versatility will make up for that shit. Yeah, maybe she knows how to do all kinds of shit. She might cook and clean and do all kinds of shit. The Ninja Turtle way, I'm assuming, but hey, it's better than nothing, I guess, right? Let's continue.
It's actually this head saying it.
Because Michelle works at a factory for minimum wage, she takes out bank loans to feed her Ninja Turtle obsession.
Yeah, just like a typical woman likes wasting money, especially when it's money of other people, right? Fucking A. Hey, but hey, at least it's something not that crazy. It is kind of like obsessive, but hey, it could be worse. She could be collecting fucking dildos as fucking prizes or whatever, right? Well, let's continue.
This head cost me $2,000.
The one thing I like now is that she has her own job, she's making her own money, and she can waste her own money on this stuff.
Yeah, at least she found a way how to make money and she's not whoring herself with OnlyFans or something like that shit. She probably does like Amazon or some bullshit. It says a factory job. So what kind of low-level factory job can she do? I don't know. Who cares? Let's continue.
Pardon my French.
I paid $1,800 for Leonardo.
Michelle's going high risk.
Yes, this bitch has an expensive taste, but at least it's something cool. It's something that I would be behind of, yeah. But shit, man, spending $1,800 for fucking that and then fucking a shitload for the other one? It's like, nah, I don't know, man. But let's continue.
She's willing to put herself into debt in order to say, I have the head of Leonardo.
I have been downright told by several people, just drop the turtles and get a real life. Yet, I have a life.
Yes, friends, let's dissect this bitch's life. She's a fucking nerd, she lives with her parents, and then she collects fucking Ninja Turtle memorabilia. What kind of exciting things does she have besides that? Let's find out, right?
One bacon pizza. Yes, that's bacon.
Why am I a little bit afraid?
Michelle lives on a strict Ninja Turtle diet. That means pizza every day.
Yeah, she is a little pudgy. You know, if you're going to be doing the Ninja Turtle things, why don't you do everything like a Ninja Turtle? They do martial arts, so maybe you should start exercising, start doing some martial arts or some shit. Don't you think? Yeah. And I bet if you look a little bit better, maybe you get some guy to buy some Ninja Turtle shit. Just saying.
Covered with bizarre toppings.
I call you, dude. One pepperoni with pickles.
Okay, I am making us a BLT pizza.
What the fuck? You actually eat that kind of shit? Are you fucking retarded? Is that fucking... Are you pregnant? Is this pregnancy food? Yeah, it's a Ninja Turtle food! That's just fucking disgusting. Gross. God damn it. What else do you fucking eat? I'd be even fucked dogs, too. But I don't know. Let's continue.
When Michelle orders a pizza, get a slice quick because it's going to be pizza goulash.
Man, this is fucking bullshit. Now I know why guys fucking hit their women. Yeah, back in the day, they used to smack their bitches because they do stupid shit. Yeah, incidentally, both of my grandpas, they used to smite their bitches because they didn't listen. Sorry, grandma. It is what it is. You shouldn't have been fucking born a woman. You know, it is what it is.
Well, dude, these are some moves that my master splinter has taught me to protect myself from people like him.
Yes, that's a man. Beat his ass, right? Fucking feminist bitch. Yeah, I do like your Ninja Turtle fetish, but fucking A, you're fucking retarded still. Yeah, but you know, women do stupid shit, but we still want to fuck them. Yeah, I bet this bitch still has a fucking harem of simps, even though she's fat and pudgy and she's weird. But, it is what it is. But remember, friends, we need to hold the line as men, because if we don't, everything goes into chaos. We need to stop this fucking retardation. Women are gonna do women bullshit, and we need to start doing our men bullshit. Yeah, and see what wins, right? Yes, women just need to go back to the kitchen and start sucking our dicks and making babies, instead of doing bullshit. That woman doesn't need to be doing Ninja Turtles, even though I like Ninja Turtles too. But no, she needs to be a mom and a fucking wife, not some fucking nerdy fangirl. It's like, what the fuck is that shit? I know it's cool and all, but no. You go back to the kitchen and raise the next generation and let us men do everything else. But whatever, right? Yeah, this is what I need, is a goth girlfriend. But that probably turned into shit too, because all women are stupid. It is what it is, friends. But don't be stupid. Just get strong and get ready, because the future is now and we need to get strong. Goodbye.
In my career, people put shot glasses up their ass, gerbils.
Gerbils? How do you put a gerbil up your ass?
You go to a bathhouse, you get drunk, you do drugs, you do a champagne enema up your ass, you give the gerbil amyl nitrate, and it fucking runs into your stretched out anus because you've been using it as a fuck machine. And then you pass out in the bathhouse because now you're septic. Because you have a fucking dead rodent up your ass. So what are we doing? A bowel resection. Lavaging with antibiotics. And what else? You can go to ICU with many antibiotics and then for a fun night. So when she wears this fucking t-shirt that says amyl nitrate.
Amyl sniffers.
A trigger.